And Faulkner University has announced that former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair will speak at the annual benefit dinner. Blair served as the Prime Minister from 1997 until 2007. The event is October 4th and tickets are now on sale. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. Amy here.
What's on your mind, Amy?
You mean, what's in my carpet? We just moved into a new house and it smells like the other family never moved out.
Good news, Amy. Rug Doctor Power goes deep to pull out everything. When you rent a Rug Doctor, you get power and suction that compares to hiring professionals at a fraction of the cost.
Thanks, Doc.
Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home starting at $29.99 a day.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where...
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious nation. I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump announces nominee for the Supreme Court.
Starbucks plans to replace its plastic straws with alternatives made from biodegradable materials.
Harvey Weinstein was back in court.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Afghanistan.
A mural honoring LeBron James' move to the LA Lakers vandalized just days after its creation.
A 1965 Gibson SG electric guitar owned by Tom Petty could be yours. It's being auctioned along with the late rocker's top hats on July 21st.
Actor Tab Hunter has died at the age of 86.
Greyhound Canada is ending its passenger and freight services in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba.
Retired U.S. Army Major Ivan Castro took part in Spain's running of the bulls. Castro is blind.
Britain's prime minister has lost two key cabinet ministers.
Recovery teams in southwestern Japan are facing a grim task of searching for victims of severe floods and locating bodies.
Canada has been singled out for failing to meet the NATO target of 2% of GDP.
The two main warring parties in South Sudan have announced a peace deal.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
88 degrees outside, so I'm going to have 135 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm warm. Man, it's doing hot. I'm doing well. It is hot out there, though.
Ooh. I mean, my air conditioner wouldn't cool the car down.
Right, exactly. It was that warm out there. I had the windows down.
You did?
Letting the breeze blow on my back.
When is the top coming down?
It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Got to let that frame, you know, mold to that top in the sun. So it's a good hot day for that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you'll probably be 105 degree heat index on the first day. You'll be able to drive it down. Okay, 272-9228, first time callers, since you let Joey, the producer, know, we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card for Fresh Market. And we also have Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that we're giving away on Friday. That's open to any caller, so anybody would like to get in on that, well, be my guest, because we love them down at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Of course, the computer would be having a problem, because it doesn't like me today. Let's see what all we've got going on here. October 1st is new statewide sales tax on online purchases is going to start.
Oh, happy day.
I can tell you're excited about that.
Oh, I'm so happy to help out the state of Alabama. Why do they even have to threaten me with, like, jail and fines? Like, I just want to give all my money to the state. They're so responsible.
Because they love you so much.
Yeah, it's like really just a big club. It's not that we're forced to
take part in this. Let's listen in.
Shopping at home while sitting on the couch, maybe the easy chair at your desk can certainly be easy, comfortable, convenient, and oftentimes cheaper. But now when you click that checkout button, you might start to see a little higher price there on the invoice. This comes after the Supreme Court ruled last month that a business does not have to be physically located in a state with a brick-and-mortar location in order to collect sales tax. Raycom political reporter Lydia Nussbaum tells us what this means for online shoppers.
George Wilder has been a small business owner for more than 40 years.
You know, it's a passion. We love fabrics, love clothes, love all the details, love everything about it. So,
and as a small business owner, he was happy with the Supreme Court's decision in June. It allowed states to require some businesses not physically present to collect sales tax. Here in Alabama, this would require online businesses earning at least $250,000 through purchases in the state to pay sales tax.
They have the same rules as online retailers across the board. Everyone collects sales tax. There's no competitive advantage given to online businesses.
Now, that was George Wilder, the locker room. Full disclosure, he's been a long time friend of mine, dating back to when, like, I was in my teens type thing. So what they're doing is, because of the Supreme Court ruling, states can go and collect sales tax on anybody that's out there and force them. And I'm not sure what kind of burden that's going to put on them trying to calculate it now. And the second part of the story, you're going to hear kind of this unified 8% tax. And so I guess they're just paying that to the state, and then the state is kind of dividing it up somehow. But how do you get it down to the municipality? Because if you're sitting there in Ada, Alabama, and you're online and you're ordering something from Joseph Banks online or something, that would be a little unusual. Let's listen to the second part of the story.
Lawmakers created a voluntary program for businesses without a physical presence here called the Alabama Simplified Seller's Use Tax Program. The program lets businesses pay an 8% flat sales tax, with some money going to the state and the other portion going to local governments. And after the recent ruling, this program will be required.
You know, sales tax pays so many different things. And, you know, when you're ordering on the internet, yes, it is convenient, but it's not taking care of city services and things done in the community.
The interesting thing about that people don't think about is the FedEx trucks and the UPS trucks that deliver that stuff are riding on our streets. They're coming to your door. They're putting potholes. They're wear and tear on the streets, and there's no tax that's being paid for that. Our taxes are paying for that.
If you see that you are already paying a sales tax online, it's because more than 200 remote sellers are collecting sales tax voluntarily through the program mentioned there. Amazon is actually included in that list, but soon the Alabama Simplified Sellers Use Tax Program will become mandatory.
Sales tax goes into effect on October the 1st. Representative Steve Klaus says this really won't solve all of Alabama's financial problems with the general fund, but it will provide some extra money for the budget.
Now, George said in there that the UPS and FedEx trucks are doing, they're not paying taxes on that. That's completely wrong.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I mean, they're not only paying taxes, they're paying a whole bunch of taxes on there, because they're paying a fuel tax.
Yes.
They're paying a tax on property tax on the vehicle itself. Those vehicles are not cheap.
Well, and I'd imagine that UPS and FedEx have a nexus in the state, too. They have a physical presence in the state.
Oh, yeah.
So they're already paying
taxes. Yeah, they're already paying taxes on it. I mean, there's a huge... Have you not seen the UPS facility at Industrial Park?
Exactly.
I mean, that thing's a butt-kicker out there.
Well, and just with this logic, it's like, I expect all the potholes to be filled, all the roads to be quickly... I mean, we got to expedite this process. We should have the greatest roads. Let's pave them in gold. Ugh. It's a cash grab. And as they just said in the clip there, it doesn't actually solve the financial woes of the state.
Yeah, and what George is trying to do is he's trying to get a level playing field. I understand that. So yeah. there's an 8% disadvantage to him because his product is 8%, 10% higher than the others. So right. I kind of have that.
I get his perspective.
But then we start doing the circular logic there, because then what you're doing is you're actually charging for someone who's not having a presence and needing a police presence, for example, or fire presence.
Or garbage pickup.
Because UPS is, they're paying taxes, they're employing people. The reason that they are as big as they are is because of the online sales that people are doing. And they exist, and FedEx exists for that. Part of the post office exists because of that. So that's going to come on October the 1st. So September the 30th, I'll be buying stuff, because I do buy a lot of stuff online. It's just so convenient for me, because instead of having to go to a store and pick it up, I can have it delivered to my house in 2 days.
Well, and just my perspectives, my online purchases will become 8% more expensive, and I doubt state services will get any better.
No, I can tell you they won't get any better because we're broke.
Right.
But it's like this cord for my headset. This came online because it was $14 at Best Buy. I got it for $6 and delivered it to my door 2 days later, and it works perfectly. And the one that they had, didn't the extension on it wasn't even long enough, so it wouldn't give me a clear sound on it.
Yeah, and I'll shop here locally, but I'll get like a... I know, especially some of the manly men love to hear this, but for my long, luxurious hair, I get this hair oil shipped from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice, and it's a reoccurring purchase every few months.
Yeah.
Occasionally you can't find the T-shirt you want.
Yeah.
You know, and just, or something like a weird electronic part, like that cord, that here in town is more expensive, and you can get it shipped and have it still be cheaper. And there's all sorts of things you can get online that just the particular part that you need, if whatever project you're doing.
Right. And there's, but there, it, that didn't mean that I don't go shopping.
Right.
I go shopping all the time. I mean, buy socks and underwear, particularly home supplies and things like that that I need. I'm at Home Depot and Costco weekly.
Oh, I have a huge trade deficit with my convenience stores. Right. Well, I'm not getting it. Well, yeah, I am getting energy drinks and things from them.
272-9228. Okay, we have a Supreme Court nominee, and the way I'm going to kind of approach this is the way the media is kind of handling this and their tone. Before I get into it, though, let me do a Catherine Harris report on Michael Flynn and his court date.
We expect the former national security advisor in federal court just about a half hour from now here in Washington, D.C. One of the reasons that we're at this state today is because both Flynn's legal team and lawyers for the special counsel have been asking for extensions, essentially more time before they do the sentencing for this one count of lying to federal investigators. And the judge in this case, Emmett Sullivan, has said, hold on, I need all of you in court. This is your third request for more time, and I need to understand exactly what the status is in the case, because this is highly irregular. There are a number of options that can explain this. One is that Flynn continues to cooperate with the special counsel. A second, that the special counsel wants his cooperation in the future for a trial or a potential witness. And third, the special counsel has been reluctant to reveal the nature of Flynn's cooperation because it would have the effect of tipping his hand to other potential targets in the Russia probe. Those who support Flynn point to the fact that they know a lot more today than they did 7 months ago when he pled guilty to lying to federal investigators. They point to FBI agent Peter Strzok. We know a lot more about his anti-Trump text messages. Strzok was one of two FBI agents who interviewed Flynn. And they also point to the fact that the former FBI Director James Comey and his deputy Andrew McCabe told House investigators that when Flynn was interviewed in January of 2017, they saw no signs of deception, that he was deliberately lying to them. So people question how they got from that to this guilty plea for lying, but a lot more will be known just about an hour from now, Sam.
Now, that's kind of interesting. If I were Flynn, I'd be pretty chapped, particularly after the Strzok thing. And know that Strzok was the one that was in the room with him. And if the other two agents in there said something different than that, then that would kind of give me grounds to get that bad boy thrown out.
I guess they're saying Flynn lied by omission, not revealing his contact with Russia.
I'm not sure why. They asked him about it, and he told them. I'm not sure what the deal was. Doesn't make sense to me, does it to you? Like I said, if I was Michael Flynn, I'd be pretty chap. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Swamp star Twinkle Cavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth? Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump, quote, the only choice for true conservatives. Here's Will Ainsworth 2 years ago on Trump.
Any Republican official who votes for a candidate other than Trump might as well wear a Hillary Clinton, I'm with her button to their polling place. 8 years of Obama have allowed socialism to take root in the United States. The milquetoast Republican officials who renounce Trump should put the needs of the nation ahead of their childish tantrums. Every Republican should join me in supporting Trump.
If lobbyist, career politician, bureaucrat Twinkle Cavanaugh will lie about Trump, what won't she lie about? Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey, is it just me or these hands getting way over the top?
Just a bit.
I tell you, during that break, we were listening to him cracking up in here. I tell you. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Okay, the media just absolutely went crazy on Kavanaugh, and
they were bound to go crazy on any of the picks.
Well, in that rally that they did at the steps of the Capitol, doing the release that we don't like him, and they had fill in the blank in there and had not even put his name in there because anybody he picked, they were going to be against. This is one of those that. You know, it's the wacky Democrats type thing. They start saying and doing wacky stuff. And that was what was happening during the 2016 election. Bernie Sanders would go out and say all this wacky stuff, and people, yay! And you remember the person, Black Lives Matter people, rushed the stage one time, and he turned it over to them. But what it does is it serves a particular area or a political philosophy, but it doesn't expand beyond that. And the Democrats cannot, particularly if you're in Indiana, you can't sit there and say, well, that Democrat voice represents the voters of Indiana. You can't say the same. You can say the same thing for Montana. Say the same thing for Missouri. In essence, Florida. Certainly West Virginia. Doug Jones is... I thought Doug Jones had voted for Gorsuch, but had not. And he's not going to be representing Alabama.
Well, and what's interesting, and we'll get into this later, just a little tease, is that you are getting some critique from the right, from the more libertarian wing of the Republican Party.
Yeah, you basically, you're getting the libertarian side, and then you're getting the women's
rights
side. Those are kind of the two pay. When you talk to somebody like the New York Times guy that they wrote the piece from, and he was Ivy League Yale. And he said, this is a great choice.
Yeah, Akil Amar, I believe is his name, Professor Todd Kavanaugh.
Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Jerry, how y'all doing?
We're doing good, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good. Look, I think I've come up with a pretty good way to explain all these bunch of nuts on the left. Now, you remember when we played high school football, and you'd go and you'd play this team, and you know, they would lose, and immediately they was ready to start the fight. They didn't want to shake hands. These people never learned that sometimes in life you lose, and the real heroes and winners are the ones who can lose and walk across the field and shake the other team's hand and give them a hug and say, good game. They don't have what it takes to do that. And that's sad. It really is. But go Trump. I mean, I'm so proud of our president and first lady. And I neglected to talk about our vice president, what great, great vice president we have, and his wife also, and family. But about Alabama and this online tax, I'm like you, Dan. I buy a lot of stuff online. It's really convenient for people who work a lot, and you know, it's just we work so hard that we really don't have the time, and we enjoy the convenience of maybe sometimes spending a little more money, and I don't mind paying the tax, a little Alabama tax. But here comes the but. Number one, this is a big deal here, and let me tell you, I didn't research some of this stuff. The state of Alabama's Department of Revenue will not do any enforcement if they got to spend money and go out there and do it. This is a money snatch. They don't have to do nothing. They can continue to sit on their hands and go broke while we got people from Pakistan, Afghanistan, all these other stands opening these stores up in Alabama. And every year they swap the name to another person in the family to elude from paying taxes. But Alabama don't want to do a darn thing about it. They ain't going into none of these stores or trying to modify restrictions on these people. I've seen it time and time again, and they got them. I know of several of them out there now that's doing it. Not only that, but also another thing what Alabama is doing. They outsourcing themselves completely out of money because, for instance, about 2 years ago, I had went and got my boat repaired, and got about $350 done on work on the motor. So we took it out to the river and put it in the river, and we run it around, and we're bringing it back to the dock, and Wildlife and Fishery came up on us and wanted to see our fishing license. Well, I didn't have my fishing license renewed. The boat was being worked on, and we was just running it. So he said because we had poles in the boat, that was in the pole holders, even though they wasn't out, and he didn't see. He wrote us a ticket for it. Now this ticket was almost $400.
Oh my goodness! You got a $400 ticket for not fishing?
Yeah, for not having a fishing license, having poles in the boat. Well, I didn't argue with the deputy and everything. I mean, go out ahead, write me the ticket. But I immediately sold my boat, got rid of the trailer. I don't go fishing no more. I buy the fish what I need out the store. So all that revenue is gone for that tag registration, for the boat registration, all the money that I pay for the upkeep, maintenance, tires, and everything else. And they just don't care. They really just don't care at all. I know there's a lot of abuse out there, and they need to be out there targeting some of these people, you know, that don't have license and doing things. I'm not just complaining about that. But until they can start to get all of these entities together and start using their common sense, they're going to continue to lose revenue, and this tax on this online purchases are going to hurt the industry. It's not going to help the state because they're going to burn the money up as quick as they get it.
Well, there's a shortfall, so that, you know, this, all this is going to do is help a little bit towards the shortfall that they have.
Yeah, and like I said, and so it's just one thing after the next. They keep raising the prices of these licenses and everything in the state of Alabama, and you know, it's just, I don't think it's the way to go. If you want to fix the problem, get out there and fix the major tax problems that we have. These people skirting the taxes. You got legitimate businesses out there. I run a little small security company on the side on the weekend, and I pay taxes, and I have to pay my workers' comp a percentage of what I make. And you know, if you really want to, you know, help the Department of Revenue in Alabama, tax the internet and get out there and get rid of all this fraud out there with these people who are not paying taxes. And there's a lot of it out there, a lot more than I think a lot of people imagine.
Well, excuse me. If the state does have to figure out this revenue problem and how they're going to handle it, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure which way they're going to go with this thing. I hope they don't tax services.
Yeah, what I don't understand, like a simple problem with these particular foreign people coming in legally, setting up stores and these local convenience stores and stuff. This is a major problem in Alabama. They need to start looking at these stores, and after 2 or 3 years of changing names to skirt taxes, they, not only is it hurting other businesses in Alabama because the local stores and local ownership are complying with this, and these guys are literally skirting the taxes, being able to sell a product a little cheaper, and hurting the guys who are playing the game straight up.
Yeah.
But they don't want to get out off their chairs and go out and do anything that's going to, if they got to put fuel in the car or pay somebody to go out there, they ain't doing it.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call. I'm long out of this break. Going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination is formally transmitted to the Senate asking for confirmation. He's already meeting with senators.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke on the Senate floor before his arrival.
He's proven to be one of the most thorough and thoughtful jurists in our country.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has vowed to fight the nomination.
He's a deeply, deeply conservative justice, way out of the mainstream.
In the coming weeks, Judge Kavanaugh is expected to go before the Judiciary Committee before a final confirmation vote by the full Senate.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump's pardoned two men whose convictions inspired the armed occupation of a federal wildlife refuge.
The president has pardoned a pair of Oregon ranchers, Dwight Hammond and his son Stephen, who were convicted in 2012 and sent to prison on arson charges. The two men had set a series of fires on their ranch that had spread to federal land.
Fox's Sean Decker. Fox News. You report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Today is one of those days when the number of storms will be in short supply on the radar. A good bit of sunshine. Hot day today. High temperatures somewhere around 94. I think the heat index will easily be 100 to 105. And low tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow, with the high temperature around 95 and the heat index close to the 105 danger range, look for a partly sunny day with only widely scattered storms at best. Then low to mid-90s again Thursday and Friday as the storms return in greater number. You can stay on top of weather changes all the time, including the tropics, plus access to all our videos and blog posts by getting our free weather app on your phone or tablet. Get instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you go out of town. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. This could take all night. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to patient Steve. Steve, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
I've been doing better, but I guess the shock will wear off. If this is the Dan Morris complaint line, I'd like to follow up Rodney's with another complaint.
Sure.
I received a notice in the mail late June from the city of Montgomery informing me as a city retiree that no longer would retirement check deductions for the city of Montgomery group plan that I presently have will stop August 31st. We have been given short notice. We are told to go to a meeting and they will tell us what the plan is. And the plan is that right now they take money out of my retirement check to pay my premium on my health care. Well, effective August 31st, that's going to stop for me and about 1,200 other retirees, 65 and up. And what they're going to do is take $2,800 and put it into a pot, outsource it to a private company, and now out of that $2,800, we're going to have to pay our medical prescription drug, dental and vision premiums, our Medicare B premiums, and out-of-pocket expenses such as deductibles, copays, and your share of coinsurance for medical, dental, and vision expenses. I talked to a lady the other night. She is near tears. She has been a loyal, faithful city employee, and now when she needs her health care insurance the most, she's going to go from paying $50 a month to right around $300. And this is going to be devastating to people in their 80s, people in their 70s that live on a fixed income. And I mean, Dan, every time the mayor comes on this show, he paints a rosy picture of city finances. He says tax coffers are coming. It's coming in. Tourism is going. The F-35s are coming. Everything's coming up roses. Well, if that's the case, then why do you have to pull the rug out from under the people that were loyal servants to the city of Montgomery? I worked 34 years for the city, and I tried to help as many people as I could. And I thought there was an understanding that when I retired, that I would have health care insurance. And I had a Blue Cross card, and I paid one premium, and yeah, there were deductibles, and yeah, there were increases, but I always knew I had Blue Cross insurance. Now they're pulling the rug out from under us when we need the insurance the most as you're aging, and they're just writing us off and saying, take it or leave it, here's the deal.
Steve, let me interrupt you here. You're of Medicare age, and this only applies to people who are eligible for Medicare, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I had a discussion with two other people about this, and it seems to me that you guys are much better off by going and buy a Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare supplement plan directly yourself.
Yeah, and if you can afford that, then...
Have you priced it?
No, I haven't priced it yet, but I talked to someone that has, and they said that it was going to double what they were paying now.
It was going to double the $45 you're paying now.
Right.
Okay. So for $90, you resolve your problem.
But if you're living on a fixed I'm okay. I'm going to be okay.
If $45 is going to break you, $45 more is going to break you to have a Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare supplement plan, which is from everything I've kind of gotten out of understanding what they're going to do for you now, which basically is next to nothing. It's a quagmire. That to me, the solution would be go and get a United Healthcare or Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare supplement.
Well, I hope that's the fix for all these people that live on fixed income, because some of these folks spend back in the day, the city didn't pay hardly anything to them, and they're in wheelchairs, they're on walkers.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, and I'm sure some of them are, but don't paint a picture that that's what everybody is out there, because that's not an accurate thing. You know, as a financial advisor, if $45 a month somewhere in the future is going to train wreck you, then you've got something wrong with the train itself. Everybody should be planning on something that is going to be an increase in cost somewhere out in the future. Everybody should do that. And when I do a financial plan, I put a rate of inflation in on their expenses automatically. And I normally do it at about 2-3% a year for everything.
All I wish is that the city could have called us in, sent us questionnaires and say, here, this is what we're going to do, and would you like to pay a higher premium or a higher copay to keep your Blue Cross insurance? But it's my understanding that
if you would have said no, we wouldn't, which everybody would have, then what would you want the city to do?
Well, then You that's your choice. But at least we would be informed and say, okay, here, take it or leave it.
But that's your choice. Is you can either take it or leave it. And like I'm saying, I think if you look at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare supplement plan, I think you'll find that you're going to actually be better off than what you have now.
Well, I hope that's the case.
Well, let me put my financial advisor hat on. I would be doing some due diligence on this and doing some research.
Oh, that's what I'm about to do after.
Okay.
Because we got two more meetings, and then of course there's going to be a lot of us down at the city council meeting come Tuesday night, because I understand that the city council wasn't informed of this, and this is something that the mayor and Barry did for about a year, and then now they've dropped it on the city council along with retired city employees. So I'm going to get all the information. I'm going to listen at the city council meeting, and then I'm going to make a decision.
There we go.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. Oh, I'm going to do the Mr. Electric when we come back. How about that?
Sounds good.
Newstalk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals.
Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama 36102.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is a time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Saw your face, looking ten times.
Ah, yes, 272-9228 is where we are.
The chase, still I so admire. Bloodshot your smile, delicate and wild. Oh, give me, she will style.
Get into some of this other action here. I want to remind you, Mr. Electric, and this week that we're really kind of focusing on upgrading your electrical panels, and they have seen from doing some homes and going in and adding, people wants to have plugs and things like that added, that there are some homes that are kind of down in the tooth in their electrical panel, and it's a really good upgrade to make your house safer. And particularly if you've done a major renovation or home addition, or you've added more circuits, and you may need more to upgrade your panel. Or maybe you're using the 60-amp fuses and 100-amp electrical service, and you need to split that. You need to change that where you're not passing so much voltage through that one circuit. Panel box, maybe it's cracking, make a crackling sound. That's scary. Fuses blowing, circuit breakers tripping on a regular basis. Appliances aren't running at full power. And when they're doing that, that puts a strain on those appliances too. Particularly imagine your air conditioning unit is not getting that full amount of power that it needs to run. And so it's working just harder and harder and harder. Flickering lights happen. I remember I had a house that had that. And I was ready to get out of there because those lights, it was scary. And maybe you still have only the two-prong outlets and they're not grounded. Well, that's a fire hazard in itself. So what you need to do is be looking at calling Mr. Electric and getting an appointment with them to take a look at your panel to see if you need an upgrade and what it would cost for you. They're going to give you a discount on it, but his telephone number is 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric, my good friend, one of the principals there, Dan Black. Let me see the clips, my friend. Let's pop off a couple of these things here. How the tone of the press on this Supreme Court nominee, it was kind of unusual. Joe Scarborough started out with nice things saying about him, and then he kind of went into making up some stuff that you're going to get out of the Pete Williams and some other things about. He has ruled that the president cannot be subpoenaed and the president should not be tried while he's in office. And that was kind of a mea culpa that he did after being on the Ken Starr thing and being back into the free world. And he wrote a paper about it. And he kind of did a mea culpa saying what we kind of did wasn't really correct. So let's listen to
Let's go to Pete Williams here, since he's kind of the pro from Dover on NBC, and talking about the pick.
There was a lot of buildup to this 9 o'clock announcement last night. Was it a surprise to insiders that he picked Kavanaugh?
In a way, because there had been a back and forth about who should be the right choice. But more than anybody else on this list, Brett Kavanaugh knows his way around Washington, D.C. He grew up in nearby Maryland, where his mother was a school teacher and then a state court judge. He's an Ivy Leaguer, went to Yale and Yale Law School, and he was a clerk for Justice Anthony Kennedy here at the Supreme Court at the same time, the same year, as Neil Gorsuch, the man President Trump nominated last year for the court. Kavanaugh met Kenneth Starr during a Justice Department fellowship and became a key staff member when Starr was investigating the Whitewater and Monica Lewinsky scandals, and he helped write the final report that cited 11 possible grounds for impeaching President Clinton. Then he became a White House counsel and top aide to George W. Bush. That's where he met his wife, Ashley, while working in the White House. President Bush put him on the federal appeals court here in Washington 12 years ago. Now, back to that law review article Peter was talking about. It was one that he said his White House experience convinced him that presidents should be immune from lawsuits or criminal investigations while in office. But he did say that to do that, Congress would have to change the law in order to make that happen.
But, and that was his voice dropped when he said, but that Congress would have to change the law to make that happen. Now, that's Pete Williams talking. If you hear Joe Scarborough and some of these other wacky folks, they've got to know this. And they literally say this. That is the sole reason why Donald Trump picked him. On Morning Joe, they said that as if it was an absolute gospel truth. And that is what's wrong with it. Pete Williams says, no, it would have to be passed by Congress. He admitted that it would have to be passed by Congress. But no. Don't let facts like that get into Joe Scarborough's way at all. I want to remind you, Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass, Prattville location, they have got great deals going on right now just for you. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Rickard. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener and take advantage of it. The largest Kia dealership in Alabama. People drive by other Kia dealerships just to go to Brubaker Motor for the service and for the price. Dan Morris Show will be back after our top of the hour break.
Cut up from the cheese, still
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Nothing matters.